Track 6. Welcome to another sports report. This is Brian Gall with the latest update. And where better to start than with the Starbridge Football Club, the Glasboys, who duly progressed to the final of the Birmingham Senior Cup competition after defeating a West Bromwich Albion 11 in last week's semi-final. A big crowd turned out for this, and they were rewarded when Starbridge took an early lead, a thunderous drive from the edge of the penalty box by Aaron Hayden, who's on loan to the club from Wolves. Starbridge appeared to have the upper hand in the early stages, but were pegged back when Albion were awarded a penalty for a foul by Stuart Pierpoint, and Callum Morton of Albion made no mistake from the spot. Glasboys crowded the midfield and their opponents were allowed few chances as the first half petered out, but the home side retook the lead early in the second half, a dipping ball from Cook which baffled the Albion keeper and swirled into the far corner. Glasboys' tactic of pressing Albion as far upfield as possible ensured the home goalkeeper was largely a spectator, and when Pierpoint, who'd given away the first half penalty, found a header from a corner to make the advantage 3-1 to Starbridge, the match was effectively over with still a quarter of an hour left. It's apparently 50 years since Glasboys reached a final of this magnitude, and they now await the outcome of the second semi-final between Hensford and Nuneaton to learn their final opponents. I learn they're hoping to the final may take place at the Hawthorns, the home of West Bromwich Albion, sometime in May. I'll keep listeners posted. Meanwhile, it was back to league action on Saturday for the club with a long trip up to Lancaster. League action is fairly meaningless for them now. Glasboys are in mid-table with no prospect of achieving anything and with only a couple more matches to go this season. But they managed a goalless draw in this fixture. Hillsborough in town in the same league also achieved a draw away from home on Saturday, 1-1 away at Warrington, but after a traumatic season, during much of which they flirted with relegation, I'm sure they entered this match with joy unconfined, as they already knew that their place in the Evo Stick Northern Premier League was assured for another year. It's just a pity they couldn't have ground out results like this much earlier in the season. Warrington have been one of the top teams in the league all season and are in second place, and they'll be fighting in the playoffs for promotion in another couple of weeks. As far as the local senior football clubs are concerned, Wolves, who already knew they were promoted, made sure of being champions of the championship with a resounding 4-0 win against Bolton last week. They can't be caught by any of the chasing pack now, but Villa certainly are among the eager chasers. They won 4-0 as well, but in their case, away from home at Ipswich Town. Even Birmingham City, the Blues, got in on the act last weekend and managed a 2-1 home win against Sheffield United, which has eased them further away from the relegation zone. But don't uncork the champagne just yet. But Walsall teeter ever more perilously close to relegation from League 1 to 2 after losing 1-0 at Scunthorpe last weekend. On Saturday, they face a real six-pointer at home to Northampton, a must-win game for Walsall against fellow strugglers, if ever there was one. Now for news of the local rugby scene. Last week, I was reporting on an 11-try thriller at Stourton Park, which Starbridge won by a single point. This time, on a visit to Macclesfield, there were 12 tries, but unfortunately, our lads ended on the wrong end of the scoreline. It had not looked to be going that way at the start. Starbridge were two converted tries to the good inside the first 10 minutes. That did not last. It unleashed a storm from the home side who, aided by what appeared a gross refereeing error on one occasion, swept to a bonus point with four unanswered tries of their own. But Starbridge picked themselves up, recorded their third try, just about held their opponents at bay thereafter, and the half-time whistle went at a score of 26-21 to Macclesfield. But Macclesfield made the game safe in the first 10 minutes of the second half with two more tries. But Starbridge never accepted the match was a lost cause and, as the half wore on, made two more themselves to earn a bonus point. Final score, 50 points to 33 to Macclesfield. This coming Saturday will witness Starbridge's last fixture this season when Otley will visit Stourton Park. But to counter that defeat, better news coming out of Stourton Park is that the amateur side who share the ground, the Starbridge Lions, have all but mathematically ensured survival in Midlands 1 West Division, into which they were promoted last season. They won away from home at Camp Hill last Saturday week, thus consigning their opponents that day to relegation. The Lions are third from bottom of their league. The very bottom club, Wolverhampton, have several games in hand, but would need to win them all with a bonus point in each to overtake the Lions. And as they've won only twice all season, I think that can safely be discounted. Well done, the Lions, ensuring survival at this higher level. Now they have to go on and consolidate. I mentioned at the end of last week's sports news that the cricket season had started. It has amongst the county sides, who are the elite of English cricket, but not yet for our local leagues. We usually follow what's been happening in the Worcestershire County League, but the first division of that, which contained four local sides last summer, has been reduced to only two this year. Relegation has taken its toll, and both Old Swinford and Belbroughton dropped to Division 2 at the end of last year's campaign. That has left Pedmore and Hagley to represent the immediate area in the top flight this summer. And both these leagues start the regular season this Saturday. Where the season has already commenced, in the county championship, our local sides are, of course, Warwickshire and Worcestershire. The former, who play in the second division, enjoyed a big win in their opening fixture, beating Northamptonshire by an innings. But Worcestershire, who are newly promoted into the first division this summer, got off to a poor start, losing their opening match against Somerset. Time for some tennis, and not good news, I'm afraid. Team GB have failed yet again to win promotion into the top world group of teams in the Federation Cup. That's the ladies' version of the Davis Cup. They have been stuck for no less than 25 years in what's called the Europe-Africa group of nations, but had won their matches in that group, earning their place in a promotion playoff against Japan. That match took place last week, and Team GB, consisting of Johanna Konta and Heather Watson, lost by 3-2. Watson lost both her singles matches, but the situation was redeemed by Konta being victorious in both of hers. The pair then joined up for a doubles match, but they lost that by 2-1. We've been here before. Last year, in fact, when the team lost to Romania in a playoff, and in 2012 and 2013 as well. Not since 1993 has the Great Britain ladies team played in the top world group. They could and they should have made it this time. The pair won the opening set of the doubles decider 6-3, but lost the next two sets 3-6, 3-6. In February, they will start the struggle all over again with another appearance in the Europe-Africa zone. Opponents not known as yet. Finally this week, I'd like to tell you about a little sporting activity of my own. Yesterday, I went horse racing, as a spectator, I hasten to add. I rarely mention the sport of kings in my weekly reports. I don't follow racing, I don't usually bet, and I know nothing about form. In fact, I'm probably just the sort of mug the bookmakers love to see. Anyway, a social group I'm a member of had organised a coach trip to the Ludlow races, and my wife and I went along. I am slightly poorer today as a result, but only slightly. My wife, on the other hand, is a little better off. It was a wet and muddy day. The beer tents were full most of the time as a consequence, and you could stay there undercover and watch the racing on the big screen. You could equally well have watched it all at home. But no, it wouldn't have been the same. The atmosphere, the excitement building as a race drew to a climax, you don't get those in your living room. I had one winner, or at least I thought I had. The horse I backed definitely crossed the line first. Then they announced a steward's inquiry. It was alleged that my jockey had interfered with the second horse and had prevented him overtaking. I would have been £50 better off, but the stewards thought nothing of that. They agreed there had been obstruction and declared the second horse the winner. I did not trouble the bookies further. My wife came home a princely £12 better off. I'm hoping for a nice bottle of wine on the table at dinner tonight. But we did have fun. It was a great day out, and I hope we'll do it again next year. And more fun from the sports desk next week. Until then, it's goodbye from Brian Gall at the Talking News.